Tere tulemast kuulama Nordic 714 võrgustiku juhi Lars Ennarsoni kolmandat loengut. Palvekooli teemaks on eespalvetamine. Teda tõlgib Peeter Võsu.
Part of these three different kinds of prayer and that is knocking.
Ja nüüd me rääkisime eelmine kord ka kolmest erinevast palve viisist ja nüüd see koputamine on kolmas.
So let's read the passage again in Matthew 7, verse 7.
Matteus 7:7 loeme veel kord.
Ask and it will be given to you.
Palunge ja teile antakse.
Seek and you will find.
Otsige ja te leiate.
Knock and it will be opened to you.
Koputage ja teile avatakse.
For everyone who asks receives.
Sest iga paluja saab.
And the one who seeks finds.
Ja otsija leiab.
Did I read that right? For everyone who asks receives. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And the one who knocks, it will be opened.
Ja igale koputajale avatakse.
So what does it mean to knock?
Mis tähendab koputada?
In prayer.
Palves.
First of all, I don't know what the Estonian word, how it's translated, but it really means a very forceful type of prayer.
See tähendab väga sellist peale käivat palvet.
If we go to Luke chapter 13,
kui me vaatame Luuka 13,
we can see where this word is used in verse 25.
Luuka 13:25 leiame.
When it says, well, let's read from verse 23.
Loeme alates 23. salmist.
And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few?
Aga keegi ütles temale, issand, kas neid on pisut, kes pääsevad.
And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
Tema aga ütles neile, võidelge, et minna sisse kitsast uksest, sest paljud, ma ütlen teile, püüavad minna, aga ei suuda.
When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock and the door at the door saying, Lord, open to us. Then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from.
Pärast seda, kui koja isand on tõusnud ja ukse lukku pannud, jäete te seisma õuele ja uksele koputama öeldes, issand ava meile ja tema kostab teile, mina ei tunne teid, kus te olete tulnud.
So this with knocking, it's not like this, you know.
See ei ole selline viisakas koputus.
Anybody home?
Kas keegi on kodus?
Do you think that somebody who is being shut out for all eternity to heaven?
Kui te mõtlete, et keegi on ukse taha jäetud, taeva ukse taha koguks igavikuks.
Will he come to heaven's door and say, hello?
Tuleb taeva ukse taha ja ütleb, et hallo.
I'd like to come in.
Tahaks ka sisse pääseda.
No, can you picture it in front of you?
Kas te võite enda silmade ees ette kujutada?
Open!
Tee lahti!
I'm going lost forever!
Ma olen kadunud igavikuks.
That's the word that is being used here.
See sõna on siin kasutatud.
To everyone who bangs,
keegi, kes koputab.
The door will be open.
Uks tehakse lahti.
Let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
Esimene Korintuse 16.
And we see here an application of this.
Siin me näeme seda applikatsiooni.
Where Paul writes here in verse 8 and 9.
Siin on salmid 8 ja 9.
But I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost for a wide door for effective work has opened to me. And there are many adversaries.
Ephesus jään ma ka neli pühani, sest mulle on siin avanenud uks suureks ja tõhusaks tööks, ent vastaseid on palju.
So this knocking type of prayer
see koputamise tüüpi palve
is able to open doors
see teeb võimalikuks uste avanemise
for effective work
efektiivseks tööks
for the word of God to go forth
et Jumala sõna võiks levida edasi.
Let's go to see here. I think it's also we can go to Colossians chapter 4.
Nii, vaatame Kolossa kirja teisest peatükis.
And we can read verse 2 and 3.
Ja loeme salmid 2 ja 3.
Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving.
Et julgustada nende südameid, kes on kokku liidetud armastuses. Ei, ei.
See on Kolossa 4.2.
4.2. Sorry.
Yeah.
Palvetage püsivalt, valvake tänu palves.
At the same time, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word.
Palvetage ühtlasi ka meie eest, et Jumal avaks meile sõna ukse kuulutada Kristuse saladust.
To declare the mystery of Christ on account of which I am in prison.
Mille pärast ma ju olen aeles.
So this is what we need in this time, right?
See on see, mida me sel ajal vajame, eks ole?
We need doors to be opened.
Me vajame, et uksed oleks avatud.
And so that God can... The word of God can go forth.
Et Jumala sõna saaks levida edasi.
So this is this knocking type of prayer.
See on see koputamise sarnane palve.
Is also what we mean with intercessory prayer.
Mida me mõtleme ka eestpalvena.
Intercessory prayer is very forceful prayer.
Ja, sest eestpalved on samuti väga, väga võitluslikud palved.
There's a Hebrew word that is sometimes translated as intercession.
Üks heebreakeelne sõna, mida teinekord tõlgendatakse või tõlgitakse eestpalvena.
And it's the Hebrew word paga.
Paga on üks selline heebreakeelne sõna.
Maybe you want to see how it is translated here in the...
Me võime vaadata, kuidas see nüüd eesti keelde on tõlgitud.
I cannot find it here, but...
This is the second, we have the third, isn't it?
There. So it means to impinge by violence or by importunity.
See tähendab vägivalla või peale käimisega, peale tükkivalt ründama.
Just continue to read.
Vahele tulema, paluma panema, eestkostma kokku tulema, palvetama, siruntama, jooksma. Ja ründama tähendab järsu kokku põrkega lööma, kinni suruma, sisse suruma, lähedale sattuma.
Here it is very forceful prayer.
Te saate aru, see on väga vägivaldne palve.
And this is explained better than anywhere else in Romans
ja,
chapter 8.
Ja see on paremini kui kuskil mujal selgitatud Rooma kirja 8. peatükki.
It is verse... let's see, 26, I believe.
Ja salm 26.
It says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness.
Samuti tuleb ka vaim appi meie nõtrusele.
How many are glad for this promise?
Kui paljud on rõõmsad selle tõotuse eest?
Because it says, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought.
Me ju ei tea, kuidas palvetada nõnda nagu peab.
Let me just say this. Watch out for people who think they know how to pray.
Ütleksin siia vahe märkusena, et hoiduge inimestes, kes usuvad, et nad teavad, kuidas peab palvetama.
Because the Bible says we don't know.
Sest Piibel ütleb, et me ei tea.
But we have someone to help us.
Aga meil on keegi, kes meid aitab.
And that is the Spirit of God.
Ja see on Jumala vaim.
And that word in the Greek there for, it says the Spirit helps us.
Ja siin on kreekakeelne sõna, mis ütleb, et vaim tuleb meile appi.
It can also be translated that the Spirit begins to take hold together with us.
Ja seda võib tõlgendada ka, et vaim võtab koos meiega nendest asjadest kinni.
You know, sometimes we can pray I experienced this, by the way, recently.
Olen just hiljuti kogenud kunagi midagi sellist.
I have been talking on the phone with a friend.
Rääkisin telefonis ja sõbraga.
And we were almost done with our conversation.
Ja meie vestlus hakkas juba lõpule jõudma.
So I said just, you know, as a good idea.
Ja ütlesin, et hea mõte.
Let's just pray before we hang up.
Ja enne kui me telefonid ära lõpetame telefoni kõne, et palvetame.
So I started.
Ja alustasin.
And I was very, you know, just thank God for this conversation.
Ja lihtsalt tänasin Jumalat me vestluse.
I prayed very softly and normally.
Ja palusin väga pehmelt ja normaalselt.
And all of a sudden.
Ja järsku.
The Spirit came.
Tuli vaim.
Mwah! And we continued for almost an hour. We could not stop.
Ja me jätkasime veel umbes tunni. Me ei suutnud lõpule minna.
And finally I said, my wife has tried to call me 3 times. I think I need to go.
Ja lõpuks ma ütlesin, et ma näen, et naine on 3 korda proovinud mulle helistada, et ma pean nüüd minema.
And he said, well, my wife has just come in and asking me, what are you doing?
Mu naine tuli sisse ja küsis, et mida sa teed.
What is going on? Because we just continued, we just prayed and prayed and prayed.
Me jätkasime ja palvetasime käskuvalt.
So I said, yes, we need to hang up. Thank you and goodbye.
Ja siis ütlesime, et nüüd peab küll lõpetame tänan.
And I went to see my wife.
Ja läksin, et näha naist.
But I still could not stop praying.
Ja.
I just asked her, you know, what do you want? Just continue to pray.
Ja jätkuvalt palvetasin edasi seal samas.
That's the Spirit of God taking hold.
Ja see on see, kuidas Jumala vaim haarab sust kinni.
And this friend of mine,
ja see minu sõber,
he said that before we hung up,
ja enne, kui me telefonikuna lõpetasime,
he said, now was birthed in this prayer what God wants to do in our next conference.
Ja nüüd ta sai aru, mida Jumal tahab, et selle palve kaudu ta sai aru, mis Jumal tahab järgmine konverentsil teha.
This is birthing things.
Et see sünnitab asju.
It's breaking things up.
See murrab asju asjast läbi.
Doors that have been closed.
Uksed, mis on olnud suletud.
It's the Spirit of intercession.
See on eestpalve vaim.
It says here, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought.
Ja siin 26. salmis on öeldud, me ju ei tea, kuidas palvetada nõnda nagu peab.
But the Spirit himself intercedes for us.
But vaim ise palvetab meie eest.
With groanings too deep for words.
Sõnatute ägamistega, ütleb eesti keele tõlge.
For us, charismatics and Pentecostals.
Meie, kes me oleme karismaatikud või nelipühilased.
This is not speaking in tongues.
See ei ole keeltes rääkimine.
Because these are words you cannot express.
Vaid siin on räägitud sõnadest, mida ei saa väljendada.
Speaking in tongues or praying in tongues, you pray words you don't know.
Kui sa räägid keeltes, siis sa räägid sõnu, mida sa ei tunne, mida sa ei tea.
But it is words.
Aga need on sõnad.
It's just that you don't know what you're saying.
Ainult sa ei tea, mis sa ütled.
But it's still words.
Aga need on ikkagi sõnad.
But this is prayer beyond words.
Aga see on palve, mis ületab sõnad.
There is, or there was, a missionary lady from Canada.
Oli üks daam, üks missionär Kanadast.
Her name was Sister Gwen Shaw.
Võte Gwen Shaw nimega.
I don't know if anybody has heard of her.
Võib-olla mõni on teist temast kuulnud.
Anyway, but she was a missionary in China.
Aga ta oli missionäriks Hiinas.
For some time of her life.
Teatud oma elu perioodi.
And one time she visited a mission station in China.
Ja korda külastas missionijaama Hiinas.
And she woke up every morning at 4 o'clock.
Ja igal hommikul ärkas ta kell neli.
By the Chinese believers on the mission station prayed.
Selle peale, et kuulis seal missionijaamas Hiina usklike palvetamas.
So after a few days she went to the missionary who was leading the work there.
Ja mõne päeva pärast läks ta missionäri juurde, kes seal tööd juhatas.
And she said, it's amazing the eager intercessors you have here in the morning.
Ja ta ütles, et kui, milline imeline, kui innukad missionärikel siin on.
And this missionary said,
ja see missionär ütles,
yeah, I'm sorry, have you heard?
Vabandust, et kas sa oled kuulnud?
They carry on like cows here in the morning. You cannot even sleep.
Nad jätkavad nii nagu lehmad siin, et nad isegi ei saa magada.
With all this noise.
Kogu selle müraga.
And she was like, oh, oh.
Ja siis ta oli üllatunud.
This person have no idea what they are doing.
Et sellel isikul ei ole mingit aru saamist, mida need kristlased teevad.
We have lost the art of praying, like it says here, beyond words.
Et me oleme unustanud selle palve kunsti, mis ületab sõnad.
But where is the gospel going forth like nowhere else today?
Aga kus läheb evangeelium edasi selliselt nagu ei kuskil mujal tänasel päeval?
While the church is declining in the West,
kui lääne maailmas kogudused vähenevad,
the church in China is the largest in the world.
Siis Hiina kirik on maailma suurim.
Because they know how to work with the Holy Spirit in prayer beyond words.
Sest nad teavad, kuidas töötada koos püha vaimuga palves, mis ületab sõnad.
We are so intellectual.
Me oleme nii intellektuaalsed.
If we cannot understand with our mind, we say it's crazy.
Kui me oma mõistusega asjast aru ei saa, siis ütleme, et see on hullumeel.
So I say like this.
Ütlen midagi sellist.
Try to pray as normal as you can.
Ürita palvetada nii normaalselt, kui sa saad.
But don't be afraid if the Holy Spirit takes over.
Aga ära karda, kui püha vaim võtab üle.
And you begin to act in a way that you are wondering what's going on here.
Ja sa võid hakata käituma nii, et sa ise ka imestad, et mis siin nüüd toimub.
I say this sometimes, if you have never starting to wonder if your physical, if your, how shall I say, you know, they have to take you to the asylum.
Et kui sa kunagi pole aru saanud, et sind on vaja ühesõnaga kuskile kinnisesse asutusse panna.
You have never really tasted this prayer.
Siis sa ei ole seda palvet kogenud.
I don't know how personal I can be here, but
ma ei tea, kui isiklikuks ma siin saan minna.
I ended up in a very difficult situation.
Mul lõppes üks asi väga raskes olukorras.
It was, as I said, I became involved in a ministry that grew out from the Jesus movement.
Nii nagu ma rääkisin, ma liitusin ühe teenimisega, mis kasvas Jeesus liikumisest välja.
And Eventually, I found it very difficult.
Lõpuks ma leidsin, et see oli väga raske minu jaoks.
Things were happening that I did not think was right.
Seal juhtusid asjad, mille suhtes ma arvasin, et need ei olnud päris õiged.
So one night I said to God,
ühel õhtul ütlesin Jumalale,
if you don't speak to me tonight,
kui sa minuga täna õhtul ei räägi,
and tell me why you have brought me to this place,
ja ei ütle, miks sa mind sellesse kohta tõid,
I am packing my bag tomorrow morning.
Siis ma homme hommikul pakin kohvri.
And I will leave.
Lahkun.
So I began to pray.
Hakkasin palvetama.
And I prayed a long time.
Ja palvetasin kaua.
I continued to pray. I asked somebody if he could join me.
Ja küsin, et äkki heegi tahaks minuga liituda.
And he said, okay.
Ja ta ütles, et jah.
But after an hour or so, he left.
Aga tunni pärast ta lahkus.
So, but I just continued.
Ja mina jätkas.
I knew I had to pray.
Ma teadsin, et ma pean palvetama.
Until I had knew that I had the answer.
Ja nii kaua, kuni ma olen kindel, et mul on vastus.
So, I went, about midnight, I felt I have the answer.
Ja kuskil keskööl ma tajusin, et nüüd on mul vastus käes.
God has heard me.
Jumal on mind kuulnud.
So I knew God was going to speak to me that night.
Ma teadsin, et Jumal tuleb ja räägib minuga sel ööd.
In my sleep.
Kaunes.
And I didn't know what he was going to say.
Ma ei teadnud, mis ta ütleb.
And to my surprise, he spoke to me about my wife.
Aga minu üllatuseks rääkis ta mulle oma naisist.
Who he wanted me to marry.
Keda ta tahtis, et ma abieluks.
And, oh, wow, I see. That was very surprising to me. So, eventually, I got the courage to ask her if she was interested in marrying.
Ja lõpuks ma võtsin julguse kokku ja küsisin, et kas ta oleks huvitatud, et minu ka abielluda.
And after 2 days, she answered.
Ja kaks päeva hiljem ta vastas.
She said, absolutely no.
Kindlasti mitte.
Just forget about it. So now I was stuck.
Nüüd olin ma kindel.
I'd asked God, why did you bring me here?
Olin küsinud Jumalat, miks sa mind siia tõid?
And so he said, because I wanted you to meet your wife here.
Sellepärast, et ma tahan, et sa kohtaksid oma naisega siis.
So I ask her.
Ma küsisin tema.
And she says no.
Ja ta ütleb ei.
What do I do?
Mis ma nüüd teen?
And so for a whole year.
Kogu aasta.
I thought I was going crazy.
Ma mõtlesin, et ma olen hulluks.
I walked out in the night.
Ärkasin öösel.
Looking up into heaven.
Vaatasin taevasse.
What is going on?
Mis siin toimub?
Help somebody.
Appi, keegi aidaku.
I don't know what to do.
Mis ma nüüd teen?
But of course, after a year, she said yes.
Aga on pärast ütles jah.
And we are very happily married.
Ja me oleme õnnelikus abil.
God spoke to her.
Jumal rääkis talle.
But what I was saying is that during that time, I thought I was going crazy.
Aga sel ajal ma mõtlesin, et ma hakkan segaseks minema.
I didn't know how to express myself in prayer.
Ma ei teadnud, kuidas seda palves väljendada.
I just cried out.
Ma hüüdsin välja.
But afterward.
Aga pärast poole.
God spoke to me.
Ja ma rääkis mulle.
From Psalm 142, I believe.
Ja see on Psalm 142.
Yeah, it's Psalm 144.
See on Psalm 144.
And it's probably verse 2 in your Bible.
Ja tõenäoliselt meie piiblis siis teine salm.
Blessed be the Lord, my rock.
See on esimene salm siis. Tänatud olgu Issand mu kalju.
Who trains my hands for war.
Kes õpetab mu käsi lahinguks.
And my fingers to battle.
Ja mu sõrmi sõjaks.
Well, it's another verse I'm looking for.
Ja otsin veel siit ühte salmi.
It says that he
1834.
Thank you. Psalm 18:34.
Psalm 18 ja 34.
It probably is 33 in your translation. Here it is. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze.
35.
Okay.
Ta õpetab mu käsi sõdima ja mu käsivart vaskambu vinnastama.
It talks about the bow. Yeah. So, you know, if you want to have muscles, strong muscles,
kui sa tahad, et sul oleks tugevad musklid,
you have to push very hard to train.
Sa pead seda tangi tõukama väga tugevalt.
So difficulties can be this training machine.
See treenimise masin võib teha asjad raskeks.
Where you develop strong spiritual muscles.
Kus sa arendad välja tugeva vaimuliku muskli.
Amen.
Amen.
Where you can begin to break things in the resistance in the through prayer.
Kus sa hakkad palves arendama oma vastupanu.
So this is what is intercessory prayer.
Ja see on see eestpalvelik palve.
It is the Spirit of God beginning to take hold together with you.
See on see, kus Jumala vaim hakkab sinust kinni haarama, et koos sinuga minna.
You know, if I should move this piano,
kui ma tahaksin seda klaverit liigutada,
I probably need somebody to help me to lift it.
Ma vajaksin, et keegi aita mul teda tõsta.
I cannot do it by myself.
Ma üksi ei suuda.
Somebody needs to take hold with me.
Keegi peab minuga koos sellest kinni võtma.
To move the weight.
Et seda raskust tõsta.
And the Spirit of God can come upon us in prayer to accomplish things that we cannot do.
Ja Jumala vaim tuleb koos meiega sellele seda asja sooritama.
Let's look at another scripture here about intercessory prayer.
Vaatame veel ühte kirja kohta siin eespalve osas.
Very familiar in Ezekiel chapter 22.
See on Ezekiel 22.
And verse 30.
22 ja 30, psalm 30.
Because intercessory prayer really means to go between.
Sest eestpalve tähendab see, et sa lähed kuhugi vahel.
And here it says, I sought for a man among them who should build up the wall and stand in the breach before me for the land that I should not destroy it, but I found none.
Ma otsin nende hulgas meest, kes laoks müüri üles ja seisaks minu ees müüri praos maa heaks, et ma seda ei hävitaks, aga ma ei leidnud.
So intercessory prayer is to go between or standing in the breach, standing in the gap.
Ja eestpalve tähendab seda, et minna sinna vahele ja seista müüri praos.
Between two different parties.
Et seista seal kahe erineva jõugu vahel.
So you come before God on behalf of somebody else.
Sa lähed Jumala ette kellegi teise eest.
Intercessory prayer, you don't pray for yourself.
Eespalve sa ei palu ise enesest.
You pray for someone else.
Sa palvetad kellegi teise eest.
A third party.
Kellegi kolmanda osapoole eest.
It can be a person.
See võib olla isik.
It can be a family.
See võib olla perekond.
It can be a church.
See võib olla kogudus.
A city.
Või linn.
A nation.
Rahvas.
A crisis.
Kriisi olukord.
Just any situation that needs prayer.
Või ükskõik, mis olukord, mis vajab palvet.
And you bring that situation to God in prayer.
Ja sa viid selle olukorra palves Jumala ette.
And continue to pray until God's will is done in that situation.
Jätkad palvet nii kaua, kuni Jumala tahe on teostunud selle olukorra.
So needless to say, this requires unselfishness.
Ja kindlasti ei ole vaja kindlasti öeldagi, et see vajab isetust.
To give yourself for somebody else.
Et sa annad ennast kellegi teise eest.
You pray for them. To God.
Sa palvetad nende eest Jumala poole.
It might be people that cannot pray.
Võib-olla seal on inimene, kes ei saa palvet.
They are not saved.
Võib-olla nad ei ole päästet.
So you pray for them in their place.
Sa palvetad nende eest, nende kohal.
You pray to God until God's will is done.
Kuni palvetad, kuni Jumala tahe teostub.
And this is what God is looking for.
Ja see on see, mida Jumal otsib.
God, it says here, I was looking for someone who could stand before me.
Ja siin Jumal ütles, et ma otsin kedagi, kes seisaks mu ees.
Come into the gap, into the breach.
Kes tuleks ja seisaks seal, seal müüri praos.
There is a distance between God and that situation.
Sest seal oli mingisugune vahe, oli Jumala ja selle olukorra vahe.
But you bring them together until God can deal with the situation.
Sina tood need asjad kokku, kuni Jumal saab selle olukorra lahendada.
One of these examples in the Bible of this is found in Psalm 106.
Ja üks sellise olukorra näide on Psalm 106.
Let's see if it is verse 23 in your Bible.
Kas see on võibolla Psalm 23.
Therefore he said he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before me to turn away his wrath from destroying them.
Siis ta lubas nad hävitada, kui poleks olnud Mooses ta valitud, kes astus kalju lõhest ta palge ette, et ära pöörata oma vihaleeki hukatust toomast.
We have to read from the beginning of verse 19 about the context here.
Ja see kontekst on siin alates salmist 19.
It talks about when the Israel made the golden calf.
Siin on see olukord, kus Israel tegi kuldvasika.
And how they exchanged the glory of God for the image of an ox.
Ja nad vahetasid Jumala au rohtusööva härja kuju vastu.
And they forgot God.
Ja nad unustasid Jumala.
So God said, I'm going to destroy them.
Ja Jumal ütles, ma hävitan.
He even told Moses, he said, get out of my way.
Ja ta ütles Moosele isegi, et mine eest ära.
Leave me alone, I want to destroy all of them.
Jäta mind ja ma hävitan nad kõik.
But Moses is saying like, no.
Aga Mooses ütleb, ei.
If you want to destroy them, you start with me.
Et kui sa tahad neid hävitada, siis hakka minust peale.
He risked his life.
Ta riskis oma eluga.
He said, you take away my name from that book of life.
Ta ütles, kustuta minu nimi eluraamat.
I'm not allowing you to destroy them.
Aga ma ei luba sul neid hävitada.
He said, and so he began to stand in the gap.
Ja ta jäi sinna lõhesse, sinna auku seisma.
And he said, God, if you destroy them, it's going to be terrible for you.
Ta ütles, et Jumal, kui sa nad hävitad, et see on sinu nime jaoks kohutav.
The Egyptians are going to say, he brought them out into the wilderness to kill all of them.
Egiptlased hakkavad kindlasti ütlema, et Jumal viis selle rahva välja kõrbe, selleks, et nad seal ära tappa.
So let's read about that in Exodus.
Loeme sellest teise Moosese raamatust.
In chapter 32.
Ja siin on 32. peatükk.
From verse 9.
Ja 9. salmist.
And it says here.
Ja siin on öeldud.
And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it's a stiff-necked people.
Ja issand ütles Moosele, ma olen näinud seda rahvast ja vaata, see on kangekaelne rahvas.
Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and that I may consume them in order that I make a great nation of you.
Jäta nüüd mind üksi, et mu viha saaks süttida põlema nende vastu ja ma saaksin nad hävitada, aga sind ma teen suureks rahvaks.
What an offer.
Missugune pakkumine.
They said, I'm going to make a new nation out of you. Let's forget about this people.
Et unustage see rahvas ära, ma teen sinust uue rahva.
But then it says, verse 11.
Ja siis ta ütleb salm 11.
But Moses implored the Lord his God and said,
Aga Mooses anus issanda oma Jumala ees ütles.
O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand?
Issand, miks süttib su viha põlema oma rahva vastu, kelle sa tõid Egiptuse maalt välja oma suure võimsuse ja vägeva käega?
Why should the Egyptians say with evil intent did he bring them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth?
Miks peaksid Egiptused rääkima ütlema kurja kavatsusega viista nad välja, et neid mägedes tappa ja maa pealt hävitada?
Turn from your burning anger and relent from this disaster against your people.
Pöördu oma tulisest vihast ja kahetse kurja, mida sa kavatsed teha oma rahvale.
Now he begins to remind God, remember Abraham, Isaac and Israel, your servants, whom you swore by your own self and said to them, I will multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I promised I will give to your offspring, and they shall inherit it forever.
Meenutama sulaseid Abraham, Iisakit ja Iisraeli, kelle sa oled iseenese juures vandunud ja öelnud, ma teen teie sool nõnda paljuks nagu tähti taevas ja kogu selle maa, millest ma olen rääkinud, annan ma teie soole ja nad pärivad selle igaveseks.
And the Lord relented from the disaster that he had spoken of bringing on his people.
Ja issand kahetses kurja, mida ta oli ähvardanud teha oma rahva.
Let's go down to verse 30.
Ja nüüd lähme salmi 30 juurde.
The next day Moses said to the people, you have sinned a great sin.
Järgmisel päeval ütles Moosese rahvale, et te olete teinud väga suurt pattu.
And now I will go up to the Lord, perhaps I can make atonement for your sins.
Aga ma lähen nüüd üles issanda juurde, vahel saan ma lepitada teie pattu.
So Moses returned to the Lord and said, alas, these people have sinned a great sin. They have made for themselves gods of gold.
Ja Mooses läks jälle issanda juurde ning ütles, oh häda, see rahvas on teinud suurt pattu ja on enesele valmistunud kuld jumalad.
But now if you will forgive their sin, but if not, please blot me out of your book that you have written.
Kui sa nüüd siiski annaksid andeks nende pattu, aga kui mitte, siis kustuta mind oma raamatust, mille oled kirjutanud.
So Moses was able to save the people
Mooses suutis päästa rahva.
By standing in the gap before God.
Seistes seal tühimikus Jumala vahel.
And what did he do?
Ja mis ta tegi?
He pleaded for God's mercy.
Ta palus Jumala halastust.
Number two, he reminded God of his promises.
Teiseks, ta tuletas Jumala meelde tema tõotusi.
And number three, he asked God to forgive.
Ja kolmandaks ta palus, et Jumala annas andeks.
And number four, he risked his own life.
Ja neljandaks ta riskis oma enese eluga.
So, you know, Moses did not say
Mooses ei öelnud
to God that, you know, this is not so bad.
Ta ei öelnud Jumalale, noh, see polki ju nii hull.
Why do you have to be so picky?
Miks sa pead nii spetsiifiline olema?
Don't you understand these people, they basically mean well.
Sa ei saa aru, et see rahvas tegelikult mõtles ju hästi kõik.
No, Moses had to get God's heart with him.
Moses andis Jumala, Mooses ühendas ennast Jumala südamega.
He had to agree with God.
Ta pidi kõigepealt Jumalaga nõustuma.
These people have done a terrible sin.
Need inimesed on hirmsa pattu teinud.
That's what God had said.
See oli see, mida Jumal
so
öelnud.
Moses agreed.
Mooses nõustus.
This is horrible what they have done.
Et see on puhutav, mis nad on teinud.
But God, for your own sake, please forgive.
Aga Jumal, sinu enese pärast, palun anna andeks.
And remember what you have promised.
Ja tuleta meelde, mis sa oled tõotanud.
So this is an intercessory, the work of intercession.
Nii et see on nüüd eespalve.
That you can get God's heart.
Sa võid saavutada Jumala südam.
By identifying what God feels.
identifitseerides sellega, mida Jumal tunneb.
You know, Moses said, they have made the golden calf.
Moose ütles, et nad on teinud kuld vasika.
It's not like God is saying, oh, did they? I didn't know.
Ei olnud nii, et Jumal, et oh, mis sellest nüüd oli, ma ei tea.
Do you think he was informing God about something he did not already know?
Kas mõtlete, et Mooses nüüd informeeris Jumalat sellest, mida Jumal veel ei teadnud?
No, it was to show God that he understood.
Ta tegelikult näitas Jumalale, et ta sai aru.
This is horrible.
Et see on kogutav.
We plead for forgiveness.
Me palume, me anume andestust.
They don't, but I do on their behalf.
Nemad ei tee seda, aga mina teen nende eest.
They don't confess their sin.
Nemad ei tunnista oma pahu.
But I confess their sin for them.
Aga mina tunnistan nende pattu nende eest.
And I ask you, please forgive me.
Ja ma palun anna andeks.
And if you don't,
ja kui sa ei anna andeks,
then I want you to finish me also.
Siis lõpeta ka minuga ära.
That means that you're willing to stand with the people you are praying for.
See tähendab seda, et sa oled soovlik, et seista nende inimestega Jumala ees, nende eest.
You live and die with them.
Sa elad või sured koos nendega.
But you also get God's heart.
Aga sa saavutad ka Jumala südam.
Bring them together.
Sa tood nad kokku.
You know, it's, how shall I say, you can only intercede for people that you love.
Sa võid palvetada ainult inimeste eest, keda sa armastad.
Because Moses loved the people, he wanted to spare them.
Sest Mooses armastas inimesi, ta tahtis neid säästa.
I remember there was a missionary from America.
Ma mäletan ühte missionäri Ameerikast.
Who said to me many years ago.
Kes ütles mulle aastaid tagasi.
How horrible it was in Sweden.
Kui kohutav oli olla Rootsis.
And that we deserve God's judgment.
Et me oleme ära teeninud Jumala hukkamõistu kohtumõistmise.
And I thought in my heart.
Ma mõtlesin oma südames.
That's easy for you to say.
Sul on kerge seda öelda.
Because that's not your people.
Sest nad pole sinu rahvas.
But this is my people.
Aga nad on minu rahvas.
I cannot accept this.
Ma ei saa seda
I have to do something about it.
Ma pean midagi selle jaoks heaks tegema.
You understand?
Mõistan.
You have to identify, you have to get a heart for the person or the people you're praying for.
Sa pead identifitseerima, sa pead oma südame valama välja inimeste või rahva eest, kelle eest sa palvetad.
I mean, like to this missionary, Sweden is no, it's just one of all the countries in the world.
Rootsi on üks kõigist rahvastest kogu maailmas.
But for me, this is my only country.
Aga minu jaoks on ta minu ainus maa.
I have to fight.
Ma pean võitlema.
I have to pray.
Ma pean võitlema.
Until there is God comes and brings his mercy instead of his judgment.
Kuni Jumal tuleb ja näitab oma halastust neile selle asemel, et nad hukka mõist.
So you have to identify with both parties.
Nii et sa pead mõlema osapoolega identifitseerida.
Both with God's heart.
Nii Jumala südamega.
But also the people you're praying.
Kui ka rahva, kelle eest sa palvetad.
I remember when we came to as a family, we moved to the United States
mäletan, kui me perega kolisime Ameerika Ühendriikidesse
in 1992.
Aastal 1992.
And we ended up in the South, in the state of Mississippi.
Ja jõudsime lõpuks Mississippi osariiki lõunas.
And it didn't take long for me to discover the racism that was very real.
Ja ei võtnud kaua aega, kuni ma sain aru, et seal valitseb tohutu rassism.
And the first time I tried to bring it up.
Esimene kord, kus ma proovisin seda teemat tõstatada.
We were shocked.
Olime šokeeritud.
At the reaction, you know. I said, when I try to explain, it must be very difficult for the black people here.
Ma üritsin selgitada, et see mustadele inimestele on vist siin see olukord väga keeruline.
And they said, you know, they should be happy we brought them here.
Nad ütlesid, et nad peaksid olema õnnelikud, et ma nad siia tõin.
They have it much better here than in Africa.
Neil on siin ju palju parem kui Afrikas.
Okay, I guess I should not say anything here. That it's just not the right
thing. Okay, ma peaksin vist neid asju üles võtma.
But then we started a men's prayer meeting every Tuesday morning, I think it was.
Aga siis me alustasime meeste palve koosolekutega iga teisipäeva hommikul.
And the first prayer meeting we had,
ja esimene palve hommik, mis meil oli,
I said like I usually do.
Ja ma ütlesin nii, nagu ma tavaliselt tegin.
I said, let's just seek God and ask him how he wants us to pray.
Et kõigepealt otsime Jumala tahet ja palume, mida ta tahab, mille eest me palvetaksime.
Before we pray anything.
Enne kui me midagi paluma.
So let's take 15 minutes.
Et võtame veerand tund.
Let's just be quiet before the Lord and see what he will say to us.
Olem vaikselt Jumala ees ja vaatame, mis ta meile tahab öelda.
And I think maybe it was almost 15 minutes that had gone.
Ja umbes 15 minutit oli möödunud.
There was a brother who, so to speak, jumped the gun. He began to pray without us first agreeing how to pray. But it was God's, he had God's heart.
Aga tal oli Jumala süda.
He began to ask God for forgiveness for how the white people had treated the black.
Ta hakkas paluma Jumalalt andestust sellele, kuidas valged olid seal musti kohelnud.
And as he was praying,
ja siis, kui ta palvetas,
I just felt like,
minust tuli kergenda vohe.
Yeah. Please continue. That's it.
Jätka sellega nüüd.
And when he was done,
ja kui ta oli lõpetanud,
it was completely quiet.
Siis oli täielik vaikus.
And then a bird came and sat outside of the window that was open.
Ja lahtise akna taga oli üks lind istus.
And started to...
ja hakkas oma linnu laulma.
And it was totally quiet. I said,
ja
can you understand what's going on here?
Ja täielik vaikus ja siis mõte, et kas me võime aru saada, mis on toimunud.
This brother expressed God's heart.
See vend väljendas Jumala südan.
And you can hear even nature is saying hallelujah.
Sa võid kuulda, et ka loodus hüüab hallelujah kaasa.
Yes. So this is intercessory prayer when you can understand God's heart.
Et see on nüüd eestpalve, kui sa võid Jumala südant mõista.
And begin to plead for mercy, asking for forgiveness.
Ja palud halastust ja palud andestust.
To stand in the gap.
Et seisad seal müüripraus.
So wonderful.
Imeline.
I will mention just a few more things here. There's a lot to say about intercessory prayer.
Eestpalvest on palju rääkida, aga ma nimetan siiski mõned asjad.
Sometimes this comes to us as a very heavy burden comes upon our heart.
Mõnikord tuleb meie südamele mingisugune raske koor.
And this is not to be confused with depression.
Seda ei tohiks segamine ajada depressiooniga.
Because depression makes you passive.
Depressioon tähendab seda, et sa oled ise passiiv.
It's just like there's no hope.
Et ei ole lootust.
No, this is a burden that you have to do something about.
Aga see koorem on midagi sellist, et sa pead sellega tegelema. See on midagi ette võtta.
You have to, it motivates you to pray. You have to pray.
See motiveerib sind palvetama.
A burden is coming upon you. You have to pray until you're off the burden that has lifted.
See koorem on nii kaua sinuga, kui sa palvetad nii kaua, kuni see on järsku sõnud võetud.
Sometimes this is also involving true... let's go to Ephesians chapter 6.
Vaatame Efesuse 6. peatükk.
And it says in verse 12.
Efesuse 6:12.
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
Meil ei ole ju, meil ei tule ju võidelda inimestega, vaid meelevaldade ja võimudega, selle pimeduse maailma valitsetega, kurjade taevaluste vaimudega.
So intercessory prayer sometimes means really you are engaging spiritual forces.
Ja eestpalve tähendab seda, et sa mõnikord pead vaimsete jõududega kokku puutuma.
In direct confrontation.
Ja teil on otsene vastasseis.
And it's like somebody pointed out, it's a wrestling match.
Nagu keegi on osundanud, et see on nagu maadlusmatch.
It's not a tennis match.
See ei ole tennis.
You know, nice serve.
Hea serve.
Nice serve. Oh, did you see that?
Ja, kas sa nägid?
It's ugly. It's like
see on inetu nagu maadlus.
And because it's, opposition that has to be overcome by the Spirit.
Vaimu kaudu.
And this can become very real.
Ja see võib väga reaalseks muuta.
Let me give you an example in 1 Corinthians 15.
Tooksin ühe näite esimene Korintuse 15.
Where we read before in 1 Corinthians 16 about the door that was opened up in Ephesus.
Ja Korintuse 16 lugesime uksest, mis Ephesus avanes.
But now we read here in chapter 15.
Aga nüüd oleme 15. Peatükist.
And in verse 32.
Ja salmist 32.
What do I gain if, humanly speaking, I fought with beasts at Ephesus, if the dead are not raised? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
1 Corinthians 15,
32. That's the same in your Bible.
Kui ma võitlesin metsalisega Efesoses inimese kombel, mis kasumas, siis sain, kui surnud üles ei äratata, siis söögem ja joogem, sest homme sureme niikuinii.
What kind of beasts were these?
Mis metsalised need olid?
We don't read anything in the book of Acts that he was fighting lions or...
Me ei ole lugenud apostlite tegudes, et nad oleks lõvidega võidelnud.
It's spiritual forces.
Need on vaimsed jõud.
That are likened in scripture sometimes to animals.
Mida pühakiri mõnikord võrdleb loomadega.
It says also about Jesus, he was in the wilderness living with the wild beasts. And angels came and ministered to him.
Siin on ka Jeesuse kohta räägitud evangeeliumites, et ta viibis koos mets loomadega kõrbes ja inglid tulid ja teenisid teda.
I believe that a big door for an effective ministry in Ephesus.
Ja ma usun, et suur uks, mis tegi edukaks selle töö Ephesuses,
came because of Paul overcoming spiritual forces in the unseen realm.
Sest Paulus võitis nähtamatud jõud seal võitluses palvega.
I hope you can relate to this.
Ma usun, et te suudate kaasa mõelda sellel asjal.
I was once in a out in the woods in a cabin fasting and praying.
Olin kord metsas ja valvetasin ja paastusin.
And at a certain time I literally was wrestling with someone.
Ja teatud ajal ma lihtsalt maadlesin, võitlesin kellegagi.
I could not see who I was wrestling.
Ma ei näinud seda, kellega ma võitlesin.
But it was very, very real.
Aga see oli väga reaal.
And as I was wrestling, it grew very dark outside.
Ja Sel ajal, kui ma võitlesin, läks väljas väga pimedaks.
Dark clouds came.
Tumedad pilved tulid.
In the middle of the day.
Päeva kesked.
But it went to victory.
Aga see läks võiduni.
And when I felt that it was, I had overcome.
Ja kui ma tundsin, et ma olen võitnud.
The sun came out.
Tuli päike välja.
They're gone.
Ja,
it's over.
Et see on nüüd möödas.
But interestingly, I felt the spiritual forces leave.
Ja huvitavalt, kui ma tundsin järsku, et teatud vaimsed jõud lahkusid.
I just knew inside that spiritual being
ma enesest sees teadsin, et see vaim olend
was going away to get seven others and come back.
Lahkus selleks, et tuua seitse tükki juurde ja tulla tagasi.
And sure enough, in the middle of the night, the following night,
ja nii see juhtuski järgmine öö.
I woke up.
Ma ärkasin üles.
And knew that the whole place was surrounded by demons.
Ja ma teadsin, et kogu see koht on ümbritsetud teemonitest.
But I was not afraid.
Aga ma ei kartnud.
I just said, I am in Christ.
Ma ütlesin, ma olen Kristuses.
And he is in me.
Ja tema on minus.
You want to take me, you'd have to beat him first.
Kui te mind tahate võtta, siis te peate teda võõrma.
I was just laying there in total peace.
Nii et lamasin seal täielikus rahus.
They were frustrated.
Nemad olid ämmelduses.
But they couldn't do anything.
Aga nad ei saanud midagi teha.
So eventually they left.
Nii et lõpuks nad lahkus.
But it's spiritual confrontation.
Aga see on vaimne vastas seis.
We are wrestling.
Me võitleme.
Demonic forces.
Teemonlike jõudega.
They are trying to destroy people.
Kes tahavad hävitada inimesi.
And we have to overcome them.
Ja peame nad võitma.
And the final thing I want to liken intercessory prayer to.
Ja nüüd eestpalve osas tahaksin veel ühe viimase asja nimetada.
Let's go to John's Gospel 16.
Johannes Evangelium 16.
And we begin to read in verse 20.
Ja. Psalm 20.
Truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy.
Tõesti, tõesti, ma ütlen teile, teie nutate ja kaeblete, aga maailm on rõõmus. Teid kurvastatakse, kuid teie kurbus muutub rõõmus.
When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world.
Kui naine toob last ilmale, siis on ta murelik, sest tema tund on kätte jõudnud. Aga kui ta lapse on sünnitanud, ei tuletada enam oma vaeva meelde rõõmu pärast. Et inimene on sündinud maailma.
We call this praying through.
Me nimetame seda palves läbi murdmiseks.
Until you have given birth to what God wants to do.
Ja nii kaua sa teed seda, kui sa oled sünnitanud selle, mida Jumal tahab teha.
And it's likened here to when a woman is giving birth.
Ja siin on võrdluseks antud, et see on sarnane nagu naine, kes on sünnitamas.
I have never given birth.
Ma ei ole kunagi sünnitanud.
But I have seen my wife given birth to three child children.
Aga ma olen näinud, kuidas mu naine on kolm last sünnitanud.
And it can be very, very intense.
See võib väga intensiivne olla.
And so it can be also in prayer.
Ja selline võib ka palve olla.
Until God's will is done.
Kuni Jumala tahe on teostunud.
And when you have prayed through.
Ja kui sa oled palvetanud läbi.
And you know that God has heard you.
Ja sa tead, et Jumal on sind kuulnud.
That peace that comes.
Siis tuleb rahu.
And that is so wonderful.
See on imeline.
It is a price to pay.
Selleks tuleb hind maksta.
But it's worth it.
Aga see on väärt.
Finally, I will end with this.
Ja lõpetan ka nüüd sellega.
I mentioned about George Miller.
Nimetan George Millerit.
As an example of a man of prayer.
Kui üks palvemehe näidis.
But we have an example of somebody who was used by God specifically in intercessory prayer.
Aga meil on üks näide ka inimest, kes oli just tohutuks eeskujuks eestpalve osas.
And his name was Reese Howells.
Ja Reese Howells oli tema nimi.
Anybody heard about Reese Howells?
Keegi on kuulnud Reese Howellsist.
I have several times visited the place where he had his Bible school in Wales.
Olen mitmeid kordi külastanud paika Walesis, kus tema piibli kool asus.
And during World War II, he transformed his Bible school into a prayer meeting.
Ja teise maailmasõjal muutis ta oma palve kooli, muutis ta palve koosolekut.
They stopped all teaching.
Nad lõpetasid kõik õpetamise.
And began to pray day and night.
Ja hakkasid palvetama ööd ja päev.
For this victory in the Second World War.
Et saabuks võit teises maailmasõjas.
So he was a very, very powerful intercessor.
Ta oli tohutu võimas eestpalvetaja.
You know, he said, I have personally taken up the challenge with Adolf Hitler.
Ta ütles, et ma olen isiklikult noppinud üles Adolf Hitleri väljakutse.
It's like him or me.
See on nüüd,
I'm not going to quit until that man
mina
is taken out.
Enne, kui see mees on lõpetanud.
So he prayed through the entire war for those years that it took until Hitler was defeated.
Nii et ta palvetas läbi kogu selle sõja aja, kuni Hitler sai löödud.
I can recommend you to read the biography about him called Reese Howells Intercessor. I don't know.
Nii et soovitan ühte raamatut Reese Howells eespalvetaja.
Wow, it is in Estonian. That's amazing. I can really recommend you reading that book.
Et see on ka eesti keeles olemas.
But be prepared.
olge ette valmistatud.
You will probably ask yourself, am I truly born again? Am I really a Christian?
et sul võib tekkida seda lugedes mõte, et kas ma tõest olen uuesti sündinud ja kristlane.
Because it's so powerful testimony of how God used him.
Sest tema tunnistus on väga võimas ja just see, kuidas Jumal teda kasutas.
I will just quickly say this.
Ütleksin väga kiirelt.
It all started when he was challenged by the Holy Spirit.
See hakkas sellega peale, kui püha vaim esitas tale väljakutse.
I believe it was in a conference.
Mingil konverentsil tõenäoliselt.
And maybe I have the details, I don't know exactly, but the Holy Spirit said to him, I want your body before 4 o'clock on Thursday.
Et üksik asjad on võib-olla ununenud, aga ta ütles, et ma tahan sinu ihu enne kella nelja hommikul neljapäeval.
And he struggled.
Ta võitles.
Because he knew then my life is over.
Ta ütles, et siis on minu elu läbi.
I'm not my own anymore.
Siis ma ei kuulu enam endale.
The Holy Spirit is going to take over.
Püha vaim võtab üle.
And, you know, it's like committing suicide.
See on nagu enesetapp juba.
And he struggled, but finally, just before the time was up, he surrendered to God.
Ja ta võitles sellele vastu, aga enne, kui see Jumal antub tähtaeg oli möödas, ta alistus Jumalale.
And from then on it was God beginning to rule his life.
Ja sellest hetkest alates hakkas Jumal valitsema tema elu.
Anyway, he says there are three stages that you go through in intercessory prayer.
Aga igal juhul ta ütles, et eestpalves on kolm astet, millest ta peab läbi minema.
It begins with what he calls identification.
Ta alustab sellega, et see esimene aste on identifitseerimine.
You begin to identify with the person or the people or the situation you are praying for.
Kõigepealt sa identifitseerid isiku, ennast isikuga, kes või siis olukorraga, mille eest sa hakkad palvetama.
You place yourself in their situation.
Sa asetad ennast nende olukorda.
You become like one with them.
Sinust saab üks nendega.
You identify so strongly.
Sa nii tugevasti identifitseerid ennast nendega.
And when when you have after that phase of identification
pärast seda identifitseerimise faasi
begins the second stage, which is travail.
Tuleb teine aste ja see on
travail, work.
Ja see on, sa hakkad selles suunas tööd tegema.
Wrestling, fighting,
sa hakkad võitlema,
crying out, you know, it's
now, hüüdma.
There is a job that needs to be done in prayer.
Sa hakkad seda tööd tegema, mis selles palves on vaja teha.
And when you have finished...
Sünnitusvalud.
Ah, okay. It's in the notes. But anyway, so then when you are finished with praying through, you reach the third stage, which is the stage of authority.
Ja kui sa oled selle tööosaga läbi saanud, ära täitnud, siis sa jõuad kolmandale astmele, mis on meelevald.
You are ruling and reigning with Christ in prayer.
Sa valitsed koos Kristusega palves.
Whatever you pray, it happens.
Mida sa iganes palvetad, see
toimub.
Halleluja.
This is powerful.
Ta on võimas.
So we need to learn this kind of prayer to enter into intercession. Maybe God will call you to pray for Estonia.
Ja võib-olla Jumal kutsub sind palvetama Eestimaist.
And it's going to be a lot of struggle and fight.
Ja seal saab olema palju võitlust ja palju jõudu kulutama.
Just like we read about Epaphras in Colossians 4.
Nii nagu me lukesime Epaphrasest Kolossa 4. Peatükis.
Who is laboring in prayer.
Kes teeb tööd palves.
Always struggling.
Kogu aeg võideldes.
Working hard.
Töötades kõvasti.
Until God's will is done.
Kuni Jumala tahe toimub.
We are involved in this struggle right now for God's plan for the Nordic countries.
Oleme selles võitluses, et Jumala tahe sünniks Põhjamaades.
Until we see this revival, the burst in our nations.
Kuni me näeme, et see ärkamine toimub meie rahvaste keskel.
Until God has heard our cries.
Kuni Jumal on kuulnud meie hüüdet.
And you know, some prayers, they are answered immediately.
Mõned palved saavad kohese vastust.
Some prayers can take years.
Mõned palved võtavad aastaid aega.
I would say some prayers can even take generations.
Ja mõned palved võtavad isegi generatsioone.
But if we will not give up,
aga kui me ei loobu,
we will have the answers to our prayers.
Siis meil on vastused oma palved.
Are we willing to stand in the gap for the nations of the north?
Kas me tahame seista selles müüripraos rahvaste eest Põhjamaades.
Until God's will is done in our nation.
Kuni Jumala tahe saab sündima meie rahvaste juures.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Palvetame.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And let's surrender our lives to him.
Valistame oma Jumala talle, oma elu talle.
We want to give you our lives fresh and anew.
Tahame uuesti anda oma elud sulle üle.
For you to use us in intercessory prayer.
Kasuta meid eestpalvete tegemisel.
To give birth to your purposes for our nation.
Sest me võiksime sünnitada sinu eesmärgid oma rahvaste juures.
We do not want to let go of you.
Me ei taha loobuda.
Until your will is done.
Kuni sinu tahe saab sündima.
What you have destined for the end times.
Need asjad, mis sa oled ette näinud lõpuaegadeks.
For Estonia.
Eestimaa jaoks.
For the other Nordic countries.
Teiste Põhjamaa rahvaste jaoks.
For Europe.
Euroopa jaoks.
We want to see this, that revival that you have promised.
Me tahame näha, et see ärkamine, mis sa oled lubanud, saaks teostuma.
And Father, I pray.
Isa, ma palun.
That you will find many intercessors.
Leia palju eespalvetajaid.
Here in Estonia.
Siin Eestimaal.
Enter into this labor in prayer.
Kes sisenevad sellesse palvetöösse.
Until your will is done.
Kuni sinu tahes.
Until doors are open for the gospel.
Kuni uksed avanevad evangeeliumi levimiseks.
And we see crowds, the harvest being brought in.
Ja me näeme, et lõikus saab sisse toodud.
Hallelujah. Just talk to God a little bit right now.
Räägi oma südames.
Surrender to him.
Valistu talle.
Tell him you are willing to be used by him.
Ütle talle, et sa oled soovlik, et sa tahad olla tema poolt kasutatud.
Give him your heart.
Anna oma süda talle.
And say, tell him.
Ütle talle.
Use me.
Kasuta mind.
I want to be used by you.
Ma tahan olla sinu poolt kasutatud.
To pray for your will.
Palvetada, et sinu tahe sünniks.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing.
Tänu selle eest, mis sa praegu.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. May you find us as willing vessels, as willing instruments.
Et sa oleksid instrument tema käes.
That you can use.
Keda tema saab kasutada.
To pray.
Valvetada.
As you want us to pray.
Nii nagu tema tahab, et sa palvetaksid.
Oh God, until your salvation comes.
Kuni sinu päästu tuleb.
Until the heavens open.
Kuni taevad avanevad.
And the Son of Righteousness will arise
tõuseb.
With healing in his wings.
Ja tervenemine on tema tiibadel.
Oh, thank you for your plans for Estonia.
Tänu sulle. Sinu plaani teilt Eestimaa jaoks.
Thank you for these saints here.
Tänu sulle, nende pühate eest siin.
This afternoon.
Tänasel päeval.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him your heart.
Anna talle oma süda.
The Lord is here.
Issand on siin.
He's calling on you.
Ta kutsub sind.
Will you say yes?
Ütle väle jo.
We will not let you go.
Me ei lase sul lahkuda.
Until you answer us.
Kuni sa vastad meile.
Until you come.
Kuni sa tuled.
And visit this generation.
Ja kohtud selle generatsiooniga.
With your power.
Oma väes.
With your revival.
Oma ärkamises.
In Yeshua's name.
Yeshua nime.
Amen.
Amen.
Kura. Ooh, it's hard to stop. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, have your way. Have your way. Have your way in our lives. We give ourselves to you on the altar of God. Let your fire fall. Let your fire fall. Here we are. Thank you. So much. Thank you. Thank you. Begin with us, O God.
Hakka meiega. Peale,
here and now.
Nüüd ja just siin.
Take over.
Võta üle.
We give you, we are yes.
Me ütleme jah sulle, me anname.
We say yes to you.
Ütleme jah sulle.
Let your will be done.
Sündigu sinu tahtmine.
Thank you, Lord.
Tänus.
Thank you.
Tänus.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Begin your work.
Hakkama tööd tegema.
In our lives.
Meie elutes.
So that you can use us.
Sa võid meid kasutada.
Thank you for the good plans that you have.
Tänu sulle sinu heade plaanide.
Thank you for you for what you want to do here in Estonia. Thank you for how you want to use this nation.
Tänu selle eest, kuidas seda rahvast saad kasutada.
As a blessing of God.
Õnnistuseks.
Maybe 5 minutes.
5 minutes break.
5 minutit.
We have one more lesson, and that is how to pray like Jesus prayed.
Me. Meil on
Alleluia.
Üks tund veel ja siis õppime.
Thank you, Lord.
Tad on nagu Jeesus.
Ah. Oh. This is wonderful. This is wonderful.
Kuulsite Lars Eransoni piiblikooli loengut. Kui soovid palvekooli töövihikut, siis kirjuta oma soovist aadressile sekretar@allianz.ee. Eesti Evangeelne Allianz kutsub sind osalema 3. kuni 5. septembrini 2026 toimuval Põhjamaade palvekonverentsil Tallinnas ja ühtlasi liituma Eesti Evangeelse Allianzi palvekooriga. Rohkem infot www.allianz.ee või saada kiri sekretar@allianz.ee.